And we reported here on the death of American UN worker Michael Sharp last month in the Democratic Republic of Congo. He was killed along with his Swedish colleague and their Congolese interpreter, presumably by the rebels they were hoping to talk out of fighting. A tragic loss for Sharp's friends and family and for the Mennonite community. Before he worked for the UN, Sharp worked with the Mennonite Central Committee, making him part of a long tradition of Mennonite humanitarian work. Now, we interestingly have two stories today regarding Mennonites, and we start with Bruce Campbell-Janz, Executive Director of the Mennonite Central Committee's East Coast region. Bruce, to Michael's death, we're very sorry for your loss.
Yeah, thank you for those words. We're all on a journey, and especially Michael's parents, John and Michelle. We're on a journey together.
Yeah. Dealing with his death, you know, for people who may not know, we think of Mennonites, many lump them with the Amish, you know, people who live simply in raised barns. But that's probably inappropriate. What are Mennonites?
That's an excellent question. It reaches back to the 16th century, the Protestant Reformation in Europe. And there was this group of radical reformers, as they were called at the time. And out of that movement in Switzerland and Germany and the Netherlands was born the Anabaptist movement, the rebaptizers, because one of the tenets of Anabaptism is baptizing adults on their own confession of faith rather than baptizing infants. So that was kind of the movement, the birth of this broad Anabaptist movement, which includes Mennonites, Amish, other related groups, Church of the Brethren, Brethren in Christ, et cetera. So it reaches back 500 years, but into today, about 1.5 million Mennonites globally, more Mennonites now in the global south than there are in places like Europe and North America. So it's a movement, and I think many people would think of Mennonites, would think of the tradition of nonviolence, wanting to take Jesus' word seriously from the New Testament about loving our enemies. And I think certainly with the life of Michael, we saw some of that being willing to take a risk of your own life in order to work for peace and justice.
You told us about wanting to, you know, live the life of Jesus, turning the other cheek.
Right.
That's not simple, you know.
Yeah,
but is it based simply in that? Is that truly it? I mean, down to this is what we believe, and so we're going to go out and do humanitarian work to try to talk people or listen people out of violence?
Well, I mean, clearly there are people who become skilled practitioners in what we like to call conflict transformation as opposed to conflict resolution in many Anabaptist circles. As we both parties are transformed through the way that we work at conflict together. And that's part of Michael's life in building these relationships that then enable people to take those risky choices of putting arms aside. A very early Anabaptist leader from the Netherlands was Menno Simons, the person that actually gave the name or from whom the name Mennonite is derived. And he has a famous statement that we sort of learn growing up in the Mennonite church. We even have a song we sing with words where he talked about true evangelical faith cannot lie dormant. It clothes the naked, it feeds the hungry, it comforts the sorrowful. So it's very much – that's echoing the words of Christ in Matthew 25. So clearly there's a clear foundation in our faith for our work of nonviolence, but we see it clearly as trying to be like Jesus would be language that that would often be used in Mennonite circles.
Is it also about conversion? Just to be clear, there are faiths that send people abroad as missionaries. That's their mission. I'm thinking of the Mormons who, part of their faith, they go and travel and try to bring people to their faith, the faiths that go and knock on doors. Is that part of this? You know, people would sometimes bristle at the idea of a bait and switch. You know, somebody's gone to pull a fighter out of the jungle, but is it really to convert them to the faith?
Right. Well, I mean, clearly there would be Mennonite Anabaptist organizations which do plant churches and do evangelism. As I said, there are vibrant local churches in those contexts that are doing a lot of that work in these days in any case. So we're trying to reduce violence, reduce harm, and help people rebuild their lives and live lives of dignity. And there's no particular expectation of the future that person has in terms of their path. Again, we work out of our Christian motivation. That is our call. But again, we work with folks to try and find all people. And we believe that God wants all people in the world to live lives of dignity. And so we try to walk that path with people on the journey.
Yeah.
And many, I should also say, one of the things I really want to underline is that, you know, Michael's death is something we focus on here, as we should. But even just in the last several months, hundreds of people have lost their lives in the Kasai regions as part of the conflict that Michael got enwrapped in there. You know, we believe that the vision that, that God has for all of God's children is lives of dignity. How do we walk with people so that they can approach those lives of dignity that we all cherish for ourselves? So that's, I think, the call.
Well, again, we are so sorry for your loss. And, you know, the loss of his life, as terrible as it is, but it's certainly brought a lot of attention to the problem that he was trying to help fix.
Yeah. We remember Michael and remember his sacrifice, and again, the sacrifice of many other courageous and dedicated folks working in these ways, Congolese folks in this context as well, and many others on this journey.
That's Bruce Campbell-Jantz, Executive Director of the Mennonite Central Committee's East Coast Region. Bruce, thank you.
Thank you very much.